that's not 4569 to see, to make sure they're not blocking that particular port. You just have to do that in both your server and All-Star Link, and make sure that it reflects to the port that you have open on your router. Does that make sense to you?
Good afternoon. The time is 5 p.m.
Bob, did I lose you? KB1PZS. Bob, are you still there? Okay, I'm not sure what happened to Bob there. Let me read these back, and then we're going to take a little commercial break. So on that last round of check-ins, here's who I got. I have Domingo, KE6MSE, had Ray, WP4TUN. We had Matthew, or we had a KD7D. Is that right? If you have a call sign similar to that and you tried to check in the last round, can you confirm your call sign, KD7D?
Hello, Delta 7, Delta Tango Sierra, Digital Theater System.
Copy that. KD7DTS, thank you for checking in. We had Gerald, BE3OOL. My eyes are getting bad there. I had Patrick, NT9A. We had Timothy, KE9DOB. We had Sheila, N9TPS. And we had Andrew, KC9UIR. Oh, Andy. Let's see, Daniel. Okay, let's see then. Okay. So at this time, I'm going to send it on over to Chris, and he's going to tell you a little bit about the Absolute TechNet. Over to you, Chris.
This is VE3RWJ reminding you to visit us on the web at absolutetech.org. Some of the things you'll find there include links of interest, ways to listen to the net, a newsletter you can sign up for that tells you who is coming up on the next Absolute TechNet, a contact form if you have any feedback for us, an upcoming page where you can find out who's coming up on the next month of Absolute TechNets, a podcast feed where you can listen to previous nets, a link to our Facebook group where you can take the conversation further, and even a donate button if you'd like to help us with our costs. Again, visit us on the web at absolutetech.org. Back to net control.
All right. Well, looks like Bob got disconnected. Let's go back to him. KB1ZS, it looks like you're connected back up. Are you still there?
Yep, Roger. I have a feeling the node that I was picking you guys up on just disconnected for another net. But, I got, like, part of your answer. I think you got to what might be the problem is, and then you kind of cut out. But I think you were saying some internet service providers block the IAX port. Anyways, I have Xfinity cable, so back to you. Maybe you can finish the answer to that question, so I didn't catch the whole thing.
Sure, no problem. You know, that would be my first thought, is maybe the ISP is intentionally blocking port 4569, since that's a common IAX port. So what I would try to rule that out anyhow is to try a non-standard port. You know, if you run more than one IAX device behind your router, and you have to route it to different places, you need to change ports. And so AllStarLink has the function where you can change the IAX report, the IAX port that it looks for. So if you go into your IAX server settings, not the node settings, I think it's in the server settings, you'll see it says IAX port 4569. So if you change that port to something that's a not standard IAX report, I mean port, why am I saying report? You know, you might be able to rule out the ISP blocking 4569. So I run several different ports. I have one on 4570, and you know, 4570 might not be the best, but 4567 or 68. You can try that and just make sure that you have it set up in your device as to use your different port. Your firewall routing rule needs to go to that port, and then give that a shot. That would be a, you know, and you might even just be able to open 4567 and do an IP scan, because it sounds like that's what you're doing, is you're scanning for open ports from outside your firewall. And so you can do another scan and just see if 4567 shows as open and not being blocked. That would be my thoughts. And if anybody else has a thought, I would let you know that.
Yeah, you started breaking up there right near the important stuff. And, that helps. You know, if I got to do the 44 net thing, or do a hub node, then I got to do it. But yeah, I figured that if I got the cable internet, and I should be able to do it, because I forwarded in the past using cable, and I had this company for my cable the last time I did it, and it worked. So I don't know what happened, but. Maybe they change the way they do things. But anyways, thanks for the answer and appreciate it. I'll give those suggestions a try and see what happens. And if not, I'll just have to do something else. Back to net control, KB1PZF. Thanks for the time.
No problem, Bob. When you figure it out, go ahead and get back to us and let us know. I'm interested. I'm invested now into figuring it out. So anyhow, thank you for checking in tonight. And let's go back up to Patrick in Madison, Wisconsin, NT9A. Good evening, Patrick. What's your question?
There you go, just letting the repeater drop there. Thank you for taking my check-in and my question. This isn't All-Star related, but it is computer and digital mode related. I am having a dickens of a time with my Windows 11 computer being able to even see any of my radios. My radios are trying to talk to WSJTX and FreeDV and things like that through a virtual COM port, but they never show up as a device. When I plug them in, nothing. I have all the drivers downloaded and everything, but in Device Manager, ports doesn't even come up as an option. When these devices are plugged in, it doesn't recognize anything is there at all. I was just wondering if you had any ideas on what I might be able to do to help fix that. Back to you, NT90.
Don't you just love Windows 11? You know, it's probably something to do with unsigned drivers, but I'm not really sure. I'm going to put this out there to the great hive mind, and I'm sure you're not the only one who has had that problem. I'm not on HF very much at all. So if anybody out there has a solution or has ran across this same problem, please come back with your call sign twice, slowly and phonetically, and let's see if we can figure this out. Please call now.
V3RWJ.
VE3RWJ, Chris, go ahead.
ChatGPT is saying to go into Device Manager, go to View, and then pick Show Hidden Ports, or Show Hidden Devices, sorry. So View, Show Hidden Devices. And if that doesn't work, it was ChatGPT, not me.
That's a valid suggestion, but already tried it. Sorry.
Ah, darn. Okay.
Yeah, you know, I'm having problems with Windows 11 trying to recognize one of my DMR radios, too, and it's the same kind of thing. And, you know, I have used that Show Hidden Devices, and nothing comes up. So the thing is, you know, I've programmed it this programmed this radio with the same computer 6 months ago, and it worked. So I'm sure there was some sort of an update that happened there that's making it more difficult. But that's going to be one that I'm going to have to research, because I'm looking for the answer myself. So maybe check back with us next week, and we'll see if we can come up with something. Or if somebody else out there has the same issue, please let us know. And you can do that at any time. So let's go ahead and take some more check-ins right now while we're at it. This is Scott N7FGP in Jamestown, New York. And this is the Absolute TechNet. If you have a question, please let us know and we'll try to answer it. And if you just want to check in and out, also let us know so that we can get you on the log. So give us your call sign, please, twice. Slowly and phonetically, call now.
Victor Echo 4, Echo Lima Bravo. Victor Echo 4, Echo Lima Bravo.
Kilo Mike 4, Victor Papa Golf. Kilo Mike 4, Victor Papa Golf. Jefferson Fayette, Roll Tide Road, good internet, no traffic, just looking, listening to see if I learn anything.
Net control, here is Kilo, Lima, 7, Foxtrot, Romeo, Mickey, and Willow, Alaska, with a question, or more, KL7F.
All right, let's go ahead and hold it up there. Let's see who's keying up there. Okay. We had Mickey, KL7, Frozen Radio. And then we had Douglas, KM4VPG, who's in and out. We had Jorge, VE4ELB. Did you have a question, VE4ELB?
Not at all. Just hearing. I'm looking for an answer for the Windows 11 thing. I'll be back in a few.
Okay, thank you for checking in. Let's go over to Mickey, KL7FR. Good evening, Mickey. What's your question?
VE7FLZ.
N7FGP and the Absolute TechNet, here is KL7FR. on Echolink because I can't get my All-Star working. I'm going to write a new card for it, and I'll have to go through the setup procedure and probably punch in an IP address. I recently switched to Starlink Internet and had absolutely no luck with All-Star, so I ordered a second router. And I thought I had ordered the Asus router, but they sent me one of the GL nets that you mentioned earlier. And I've been trying.